I was sitting in the lounge watching TV. It was a typical Saturday afternoon in our house, and even though I complained to Mom sometimes about being bored, the truth is, I liked spending time with my mom. I guess the reason we were so close is because I had never really known my dad. He had disappeared one day when I was about 5 years old. It had been more than 10 years since we had seen him, and we never heard from him again. Suddenly, I heard the sound of someone hammering on the front door.
Go answer that for me, will you, Jake?
Oh, Mom, I'm in the middle of a program.
Jake, come on. I'm busy here.
I opened the door. When I saw who was standing there, I screamed. Dad!
Hello, Jake.
What? I mean, how? I mean...
Well, aren't you going to invite me in?
I opened the door and my dad walked past me and into the kitchen. Crash! I heard the sound of a plate smashing on the floor and then my mom shrieking.
Oh my God! Darling, you're back!
But before I go on, make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notification bell if you want a chance to earn $1 billion too. When I walked into the kitchen, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. My mom was hugging my dad and her face was beaming with delight. Where have you been for the last 10 years? You just upped and left without a word? Who does that?
That doesn't matter now, Jake. Just be happy that your dad is home.
You might be able to forgive and forget easily, but I want an explanation.
Jake's right. Sit down, both of you. I will explain everything.
My dad told us how he had gone to Mexico on a business trip. But when he got there, he had been framed for a crime he didn't commit.
I've spent the last 10 years in jail. I had no way to contact you, to let you know what had happened.
So you want us to believe that they wouldn't even let you make a phone call? Nothing? To let us know where you were?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You have no idea what it's like in a Mexican jail. I had no rights.
Oh, darling. It must have been awful for you. But at least you're home now.
Yes, as soon as they let me out, I came straight here. I just want to be with you and Jake.
I looked at my mom incredulously. Well, she might believe his story, but I was still suspicious. I didn't want to upset Mom, though, especially as she looked so happy to have Dad back, so I decided to let it go. Anyway, it's good to have you home, Dad.
It's good to be home, son.
When I went to school on Monday, I couldn't wait to find my best friend Tom and tell him what had happened. You're not going to believe it. My dad is home.
What? Oh my God, you haven't seen him since you were 5.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Did he tell you why he hasn't contacted you before now?
Oh, he came up with some story about being in jail in Mexico, but I don't know whether to believe him or not.
Well, that's not something he'd make up, surely.
I don't know, bro. I just think it's a bit suspicious, you know?
Do you think your dad realizes you don't believe his story?
Probably. I've been giving him the cold shoulder ever since he arrived.
Well, I think you should stop being so suspicious and just be happy he is back.
I guess you're right. After my conversation with Tom, I decided I would give my dad the benefit of the doubt and just get on with making up for lost time. Once I let my suspicions go, I began to really enjoy having my dad home again. It was nice having someone to talk about sports with and watch horror movies with. Mom hated that kind of stuff, so I rarely got to do it.
Hey, it's your birthday soon, isn't it, Jake? We should do something special. Just the two of us.
That would be great, Dad. What do you have in mind?
I don't know. Maybe go watch a baseball game or something?
Yes, I'd really like that.
Okay, leave it to me. I'll get us some tickets.
My birthday arrived, and as promised, Dad got us tickets to see a game. We were just about to leave the house when Mom came flying down the stairs.
Wait! Before you go, I have a present for you.
She handed me a small box. I opened it up. Wow, Mom, that's really nice. Thank you. It was a necklace with a charm of a star on it.
Put it on. Put it on now.
Okay, Mom.
You must wear it all the time. Every day. All right?
I had no idea why my mom was being so insistent, but I agreed to wear it all the time. I had so much fun at the game with Dad. That was the best birthday ever.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
My dad had slipped back into our lives as though he had never been away. I was really happy to have him back and stopped being suspicious of him. Until one day, something really weird happened. So, I was in math class and Mr. Healy was droning on about algebra. I happened to look out of the window and it got the shock of my life. What on earth is my dad doing creeping around the school grounds? He looked like he was trying to avoid being seen. But why would he do that? As soon as I got home, I went and confronted him. What were you doing at my school today?
What are you talking about, Jake?
I saw you. You were creeping around the school grounds.
You must have been mistaken, Jake. I didn't go to your school today.
I was really confused. I had thought for sure that it had been my dad. I guess it must have been someone else. He sure did look like you, though.
Well, they do say everyone has a twin somewhere.
I still felt a bit puzzled, but I had other things to worry about. Like, what was I going to write about for my school essay? My teacher had given us a task to do for homework. We had to write an essay. It could be on any subject. I'd been racking my brains trying to come up with a good idea. Then it came to me. I know what I'll write about. I'll write about the history of my school. My school had been on that site for a very long time. I bet I could find out lots about how it was first built and its history. I started to do my research, and it didn't take me long to find lots of information. I spent the next 2 hours scribbling away. Finally, the essay was finished. I put down my pen and went downstairs to get a drink. When I got back to my room, I was surprised to see that my dad was sitting at my desk and reading my essay. "What's up, Dad?" My dad jumped up, startled.
Oh, hi there, Jake. I didn't see you there.
I wondered why he was acting so weird, all fidgety and nervous. Is everything all right, Dad?
Yeah. I just remembered. I have to do something downstairs.
He walked out of my room without saying another word. What was that all about? And as if what happened then wasn't strange enough, the next morning, things got even weirder. I had packed my essay in my school bag with all my books and put it by the front door, while I went to give my mom a kiss goodbye. But when I walked back out of the kitchen, I saw my dad was searching through my school bag. Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, son. I'm just, I packed you an extra oatmeal bar for lunch. Don't want you going hungry.
Thanks. When I got to class, my teacher was already there. Just put your essay on my table and take a seat. I opened my bag and began to search for my essay. It was missing. I know I put it in there.
Jake, why didn't you complete your essay?
I did, miss. I know I put it in my bag, but now it's not there. I could tell that she didn't believe me.
Come on, Jake. You need to do better. You have until the end of the day to get your completed essay to me.
Sorry, miss. I sat down at my desk and went over and over in my head what I had done that morning. I know I packed my essay. I wonder if my dad might have taken it by accident when he was putting the oatmeal bar in for me. At lunch break, I decided that I would give my dad a call to see if he had seen my essay. Maybe he'll be able to bring it to school for me. I went to my locker and took out my phone. I punched in dad's number and waited to hear it ringing. Wait a minute, that's dad's phone. I could hear the sound of my dad's phone ringing, and it appeared to be coming from the vent next to my locker. Why would my dad's phone be inside the vent? I decided I would do some investigating. I pulled off the vent cover and climbed inside. I followed the sound of it ringing. I hadn't gone very far when I suddenly found myself in some sort of cave. And what was even more shocking, I wasn't alone. Dad! Standing before me was my dad, wearing climbing gear and carrying a torch and a bag in one hand. In his other hand, I could see he had a hold of my essay. What's going on? Why have you got my essay? My dad gave a sigh and began to explain.
This essay of yours is worth $1 billion.
What are you talking about? You're not making sense.
Allow me to explain, son. Under this school is a secret treasure. There's been rumors of it, but no real clue as to where it might be. But in your essay, you wrote that the school was founded by someone called Subterra.
So what's that got to do with it?
Subterra means underground in Latin. I thought that it might be a clue as to where the treasure was, so I decided to do some exploring. That's when I found this cave.
But there's no treasure here.
There might be. We just need to look for it. Come on, you're going to help me, aren't you?
I was a bit hesitant at first, but finally I told Dad I would help him look. We began to look around the cave, trying to see any sign of where something could be hidden. Then I saw it. It was a rock on the floor. Something about it looked fake. I went over and pushed against it. Sure enough, it moved easily, revealing a trap door underneath it. Over here, Dad. As soon as my dad saw the trap door, he opened it up. You will never believe what was behind it. A huge diamond.
That's it, Jake. That's it.
What is it?
It's only one of the most valuable and rare diamonds in the world. It's worth $1 billion easily.
I picked up the diamond and looked at it, but suddenly a thought flashed across my mind. Dad, I have to ask you something, and I want you to tell me the truth.
Huh? What about?
Is all the stuff about you being in jail really true?
Yes, of course it is.
And you came back for me and Mom, right? Not the treasure? My dad seemed hesitant. If you don't tell me the truth, I will smash this diamond right here, right now.
Okay. I haven't been completely honest. I never went to jail. I spent the last 10 years in Mexico, yes, but not in jail. I've been leading an organization that specializes in finding and, well, stealing treasure. I'd heard rumors of the treasure at this school, and since you and your mom were here too, well, it's a win-win situation, right?
I was so hurt when I heard what he said, and angry too. We trusted you. You only came back for the treasure. How could you? But my dad didn't seem to care how I felt. He just shrugged his shoulders.
Come on, Jake, don't be silly. We can sell the diamond and split the profit between us. You just need to keep quiet about it.
And what if I say no?
Well, that wouldn't be a good idea. If you did that, I'd have to get rid of you.
I could see by his face that he meant it, and I could use the money to help my mom, so I agreed to split it with him.
Good boy, you've made the right decision. Now come on, let's get out of here.
Dad and I made our way back out of the cave and through the vent. We had just got back into the school building when all of a sudden, alarms started ringing.
Quick, we have to get out of here. Follow me.
I ran after my dad, down the corridor to the entrance of the school. But as we were about to leave the building, we were suddenly surrounded by police.
You're under arrest. We know you have stolen the diamond.
It was him. I didn't have anything to do with it.
I couldn't believe it. My dad was laying all the blame on me? How can he betray me like this? With his word against mine, I was probably going to end up in jail. Suddenly, I saw my mom appearing from behind the police. Her face looked grim, like she already knew what had happened.
I have all the evidence you will need here.
In her hand, she was holding a USB stick.
This is a recording of my husband's conversation with my son. In it, he admits to leading an organization in Mexico for stealing treasure.
How on earth did you get that, Mom? She pointed at my necklace.
I didn't trust your dad right from the start, so I put a recording device into the star on your necklace. I felt sure that sooner or later, he would reveal the truth to you.
But I thought you believed his story.
I'm sorry. I should have been honest with you, but I just wanted to find out the truth. Can you forgive me?
Of course I can. Anyway, he's getting his karma now. Mom and I watched as the police handcuffed my dad and led him away. He was arrested and put into jail for a long time. I'm glad. Now me and Mom can finally live our lives in peace.